You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Santosh Jairam, co-founder and vice president of business development at Table 8, an app and web-based dining resource that provides users a new way to find and book their ideal restaurant reservation and discover new food and drink experiences. Who doesn't like that? And Santosh, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So can you tell us a little bit more about your background and how the idea of Table 8 came about?
Sure, yeah. So my name is Santosh Jairam, and we started this company in 2014, in the beginning of 2014. Gosh, it's already 3 years now. And my background originally, right before we started this company, I was the first executive hire at Twitter when the company was about 16, 17 people big. And, I was responsible for heading up their business operations side of the house. And before that, I was at Google. I ran the search engine operations team for English search. This was a team responsible for making sure that the integrity of the search engine was held, was kept in high form. And prior to that, I was in a few other startups and a couple other consulting companies. And that's pretty much my background. And about the idea with Table 8. So in about 2013, this all happened by chance and a complete accident. So my co-founder and I were running an incubator, and the idea of an incubator when we set it up was, we were going to do multiple projects and throw them up on the wall and see what stuck. And the moment one of those ideas stuck, we then put all of our resources behind that one idea, and that became our company. So Table 8 was that idea that started off as sort of a little germ in our heads, and we, made a project out of it. We put a prototype together, and we threw it up on the wall, and it's the project that stuck. So the idea and how it came about was interesting. So, my wife and I, we have two young children. When I told her that I was starting this new incubator, a new company with a friend of mine, she sort of rolled her eyes and said, "Hey, I'm sort of done with your companies. I rarely get to see you." So I said, "Okay, here's how we deal with it. I'll get a sitter that shows up on a Monday and Thursday every week, and we can go do whatever we like, and I'll make time." So she smiled and said, "Hey, if you are the one that's going to be responsible for it, you make sure that you get it done with planning and everything." So the first 3 months were fantastic. And after that, every Sunday and Wednesday night, she'd come up and say, "Hey, so what are we doing again tomorrow?" And then I'd sort of scamper around and try to figure out what to do. And I'd open up my computer or the phone, try to book reservations and find absolutely nothing that was viable or good. And so out came the idea. So my co-founder said, "Hey, why don't we start a project that allow people access to fine dining last minute?" Kind of like how everything else in the travel and entertainment sector has last minute access, or premium access, as they call it. You could go to Hawaii on a whim. You could get a ticket today on the counter, and you'd pay a lot of money, but you'd get to be able to fly to Hawaii. Yeah, you can do that with, shows, tickets to shows or concerts and so on, but you can never do that with food. You had to plan sometimes days, weeks, and in a few cases around the country, months in advance. So we wanted to sort of create a fast track or a premium inventory lane for dining. And that's how it came about.
And it's absolutely brilliant, I got to tell you. And what a journey to get to that point. Now, Table 8 is an app, as we mentioned, and web-based dining resource providing users a new way to find and book their ideal restaurant reservation and discover new food and drink experiences. Get into how this does work.
Yeah, so what we do is we work with the restaurants directly. Well, we have a content team in the company that goes out and finds the best restaurants. As you can imagine, Eric, whichever city you live in, you probably have about 5, 10, 20, or, if it's New York, 30, or London, 50 restaurants that are practically impossible to get into. And these restaurants are primarily sort of high-quality restaurants, great food. So the first step in the process was to create a list. So our content team goes out and creates a list of fabulous, fantastic, really great restaurants. And they don't necessarily all have to be, white tablecloth restaurants or restaurants that have a candle on it and so on, on the table. But it could be a small little restaurant where you walk in and you have a hard time getting into, and it's informal. So it really is the best dining. And we compile that list from our content team. They put it together. And once that list is done, we then reach out to the restaurants individually in each of our cities that we work in. And we hold inventory at those restaurants and say, okay, give us a few tables that we can hold back, and we can provide those tables to our users last minute. And for the restaurants, the benefit really is we're marketing, we're a free marketing arm for these restaurants, which gives them access to all of our users all around the country that are basically paying us a fee to be on our list so that we give them last minute access. And these are typically people who end up spending a lot more at the restaurant and who once you have their loyalty, they will come back over and over again and be far more loyal to the restaurant and the sister restaurants. So that's how it works. It's very, very simple. Just like, airline first class tickets or concert tickets last minute, the inventory is held aside and we publish that inventory pretty much a day, 2 days to 5 days in advance.
Nothing like convenience. Now, if you could tell us how you think that Table 8 has evolved over the past couple of years since launching.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So one of the things the first order problem was to first and foremost get inventory, right, and grow the business. It was great. We started off in San Francisco, then we went to New York, D.C., Los Angeles, nowhere in 14 of the named big cities in the United States, and we're continuing to grow. We'll add another 5 to 7 cities by the end of this year, right? So we started off with tables, and that was great. We got the tables, we got the restaurants. They were all really happy to sign up, and the customers were really happy. And then we started to think, okay, what are the different layers of value that we could put on top of this? How else could we, manage to excite and impress the customer, our users, the people that pay money to be a member to our service? So first we started off in each city with just giving access to tables where people had to pay a certain amount of money, between 15 and 25 bucks per reservation of 2 or 4 to get to a restaurant. But then the moment we got to 7 or 8 cities, we said, let's now switch it to a membership model. And so that was the one big evolution, moving from, giving access to tables to now moving to memberships. And that was a huge important shift for us. We always planned to do it, but we had to get to at least 7 or 8 cities before we actually did it. And that was a great shift for us because now we have people who front load the pain of paying 95 bucks per year for a membership, but then get to enjoy the fruits of that all year round. So that was our step one. Then step two, we wanted to add value now to the membership. So the first thing that we did was we brought in events. So not only do we get you into restaurants, which is great, but we consider that as a really fun, cool utility. Right, it's a means to an end, getting a reservation. It's not you're not going out there standing on top of the roof of your building and yelling out, "Hey, I love Table 8 because they got me into this restaurant." They might say that to their friends, but we wanted to excite them even more. So then we got into events. So we said, in addition to getting you a seat last minute at a fine dining restaurant, we'll now curate the best events in any given city, dining events and drink events. So this could be anywhere from your pop-up by a celebrity chef to a wine dinner by an up-and-coming chef. It could be sort of a cocktail class from a renowned mixologist and so on and so forth. Anything connected with dining and entertainment and done in a way where it sort of gives you a sense of cool, right? We're discovering this cool stuff for the users. And the value to that was really cool because we started to hear back from our users when they came back from these events and said, listen, this was so much more different than all of our other experiences, just sitting and eating at a restaurant. We now get to engage in something that's social and fun and eventful, right, at these events, because they're hanging out, they're listening to these stories from the chefs, and they're getting to mingle and meet with other fellow diners out there, and it feels like a party. Right? And so that was great, and it's doing incredibly well. We have events now out of the 14 cities that we're in. I think we have events now in 9 of those cities on a regular basis. Then the third and final thing that we did as part of this evolution of Table 8 was to then add one more layer of benefit. And we call those VIP perks. Right. So every restaurant, for example, Eric Dyer, let's say you live in Atlanta, Georgia, but then you come to San Francisco every once in a while, but not really that many times. But when you walk into one of our Table 8 restaurants after having made a reservation, you sort of walk in and you get greeted by the concierge or the host, and he or she says, "Hey, Mr. Dyer, an absolute pleasure to see you. Are we still on the Burgundy kick from 1988? I've taken account of your peanut allergies, and here you go, you're seated, and oh, as soon as you sit down, a chef comes out and greets your entire party and gives you guys a free amuse-bouche, or give you guys a free appetizer or a free drink. Basically, they do things that make you feel special, like a VIP guest, even if you've never been there, even if you've never actually stepped foot in the restaurant. And so that adds another layer of specialness, if you will. What we call internally in the company awesomeness, and you know, our members feel special. So that's pretty much how it's evolved, and we're going to add more and more layers as they become more relevant as we grow. But that's the way we're thinking about it. We want to add value to the guest where they feel like they can walk into any city anywhere in the world and have access to great dining and feel really special about it.
Certainly sounds awesome. Today we are joined by Santosh Jairam, co-founder and vice president of business development at Table 8, an app and web-based dining resource that provides users a new way to find and book their ideal restaurant and reservations and discover new food and drink experiences here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Santosh, what's the Dining Club membership and why should one join this?
So, yeah, I mean, if you're sort of the Dining Club membership, first and foremost, is everything that I just mentioned, where you get access to fine dining, you get access to member perks, you get access to highly curated, really fun dining events. So if you're the sort of person that would like to be spontaneous about your fine dining, if you're the sort of person that has very little time to plan ahead, if you're the sort of person that wants to stay on top of the dining trends and what's going on and want to spend whatever little time you spend dining, you want to experience the best, you know? So if you fall into any one of those categories, the Dining Club membership is for you. And what that entails is you pay $95 a year, and you get access to our entire inventory of last-minute restaurants. You get access to all VIP perks in any restaurant in any city that you go to, and you get access to discounts at events, right? So let's say you use about 2 or 3 events a year, the app pretty much pays for itself by just the discounts. Travel and Leisure magazine says it best. I mean, I love the quote that they used for us and said, you know, these guys are the Amazon Prime of fine dining.
Also, how does Table 8 help business travelers? I would think that there's some great value in that regard.
Yeah. It's actually a very apt question because our company was funded by a large corporation named Concur Technologies. And Concur Technologies is the primary resource for travel and expense management for the Fortune 2000 companies around the world. I think about 80% of the Fortune 2000 around the world use Concur software for travel and expense management. Okay, so one of the reasons why that makes a lot of sense is those are the folks that have a need to professionally dine and entertain as part of their business, as part of their professional requirements, right? And as you probably know, Eric, most of these folks arrive into town with less than, 10 or 7 days notice. And they always end up putting dining to the last, as the last task on their list, you see. And what ends up happening is that they end up not getting access to the best restaurants. And getting access to the best restaurants I think you could argue is professionally important for some of these people because they're sort of going out there to entertain, to win deals, or to just, you know, further their business interests, if you will. So we thought this was a marriage made in heaven, and you know, the Concur guys thought the same way. They invested in us. And ever since that's happened, it has become the foundation of our business. About 45 to 50%, about half of our entire user base are business diners. These are people that have this requirement that of being able to access fine dining really late in the process. And that those are the guys that are, and gals that have helped grow our business over the last 3 years.
Now, lastly, Santos, what cities is Table 8 active in currently, and is the app available on both iPhone and Android?
Yes, the app is available in all platforms, web, Android, and iPhone. And as to the cities, there's, I think, 15 cities now. We keep adding cities every month and a half. So it's all the major cities. It's all on the website. It's www.table8.com. But to give you a sense of some of the cities, it's San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. There's Washington, D.C., Boston, Philly, Miami, Seattle, Las Vegas, Denver, New Orleans, and so on and so forth.
Well, congratulations on this creation. You're making it easier for folks to enjoy great dining and having those great drink experiences. Well, it is table8.com. Santosh, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. And the pleasure has been ours. We've been speaking with Santosh Jairam, co-founder and vice president of business development at Table 8, an app and web-based dining resource that provides users a new way to find and book their ideal restaurant reservation and discover new food and drink experiences. And for more information, simply visit table8.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.